Do any of you think that Canada is ready to fight a conventional war in the next few years? That's not a joke. That's actually what NATO is asking the Canadian government to prepare for. And I'm pretty sure we aren't ready. Now, there's a couple of reasons why I might feel this way. One reason might be because the Canadian military, for the past several years, has been losing soldiers. Another reason might be because Canadian soldiers on deployment in Europe have to buy their own helmets and chest rigs and don't even have enough practice ammunition. Another reason is that the Canadian military seems to be ideologically captured by radical leftist activists who seem more concerned about stockpiling tampons in men's washrooms on Canadian military bases than stockpiling military equipment. Now, why would a young Canadian want to sign up for the military in the first place when the current government seems to actually hate the people most willing to sign up? Young, rural Canadian men. The government is constantly apologizing for things no Canadian alive today was responsible for. The government has found itself guilty of committing genocide. The government is flooding the country with millions of people who don't appear to respect Canadian values, Canadian culture, or even the Canadian people for that matter. The government gives away billions of dollars to countries that don't deserve our money or our aid. Do the people in charge of this country strike you as patriotic Canadians?
No, no, definitely not.
Regardless of the reason, Canada is in trouble if we are expected to defend ourselves in a conventional war. And it appears that is what we are expected to do. Before we get into the show, be sure to drop a like on this video. Help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel. And the common question for the episode is this. How many years do you think it will take for Canada to be put on a war footing? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. NATO wants Canada and allies to gear up for conventional war. In other words, prepare for war with Russia and China in the coming years ahead. And shockingly, and I know this will come as a surprise to all of you, according to defense experts, Canada's not ready. I wonder what it could be.
I have grave concerns.
We know that Canadian soldiers and their families can't even afford to buy a home and live on a base that they're stationed at in Canada because they're not paid enough. We know that there's not enough ammunition for Canadian soldiers to train with. We know that soldiers in Europe have to buy their own helmets and chest rigs and other equipment. But we also know that Canada still sends billions of dollars to foreign nations. Many, if not most, don't deserve that money at all, especially when the country seems to be falling apart. Now, according to last year's figures, the military says that they are approximately 16,000 troops short in both the regular and reserve forces. And approximately 10,000 soldiers lack the training required to be deployed. When it comes to the Navy in particular, well, the situation is pretty bad. According to Vice Admiral Angus Topshe, the Navy needs to recruit 1,200 new sailors each year to meet its staffing shortages.
Colleagues and shipmates, the RCN faces some very serious challenges right now that could mean we fail to meet our force posture and readiness commitments in 2024 and beyond. La situation est grave, mais nos problèmes ne sont pas uniques, et je sais que l'aviation et l'armée sont confrontés à des défis similaires.
Furthermore, several ships are beyond their life cycle, and there aren't even enough sailors to operate Canada's new fleet of Arctic patrol ships. Furthermore, we just learned recently that Canada's new class of submarines, the ones that will be used to defend Canada's Arctic from Russia, won't be operational until 2037. And I'm no military or submarine expert by any stretch at all, but the look of Canada's current submarine fleet, the Victoria-class submarines, which we received secondhand from the UK, after they had already exceeded the life cycle for the British, they look pretty bad. It doesn't look exactly in peak operational condition, if I could say that. Well, the military is no doubt in a very bad way. We all know that. Turns out as well that Canada's defense minister, Bill Blair, seems to be in some personal trouble. Because we now know from the foreign interference inquiry taking place in Ottawa, according to a CSIS agent, Bill Blair, while he was Minister of Public Safety, sat on and delayed signing a CSIS warrant against a Liberal power broker, Michael Chan. CSIS sent this surveillance warrant to Bill Blair for him to sign off on it. But according to testimony from the Foreign Interference Inquiry, the warrant sat with Bill Blair's chief of staff, Zita Estravis, for months leading up to the 2021 federal election. You know, we also know that this current Liberal government believes in diversity as Canada's strength, in promoting differences as Canada's core value. That was actually what Justin Trudeau said today.
Core to our values as Canadians is a desire to learn, to share, and to embrace what makes us different. And core to being Canadian is an unwavering belief that embracing our differences makes us more innovative, prosperous, and confident as a country.
This all stems from Justin Trudeau's open border mass immigration ideology. That constant growth from around the world, regardless of what it might mean for Canada's culture and societal and cultural harmony, is the solution to our problems. It is the key to unlocking Canada's future success. Well, it hasn't worked out for us at all, obviously, just yet, but it doesn't really seem as though they're willing to slow down on this. This has resulted in the bizarre situation in which 5 of the top 6 cities in the world with the highest percentage of foreign-born residents are Canadian cities. Think about that for a minute. It is unbelievable. Now, what does this all have to do with the military? Well, actually, it's quite dangerous for the military. At a time in which Canadians are dropping out of the military, when attrition is sky high, the Canadian forces decided that non-citizens could apply for the military. Furthermore, in the case that Canada is called up to fight a war, does anybody really think that national unity will be strong enough to withhold the pressure of an actual war? Does anybody really believe that Canada's extreme multiculturalism would not result in a collapse of national morale and national unity? That we wouldn't fracture from the inside? Are the people that we have brought into this country over the past few years really willing to die for Canada? What an unbelievable situation. The federal government is actively harboring people who are alleged to be spies, to be traitors, in Parliament. Traitors who are accused of working on behalf of a country which NATO is telling us to prepare for war against. All the while, this Canadian government has presided over the destruction of the Canadian military, of the destruction of Canadian values. We don't have subs, we don't have ammunition, and we don't even have enough soldiers. But thanks to Justin Trudeau, at least we have tampons and male washrooms on military bases.
I'm wearing a Warner bra. I play with dolls. My last wish is to be buried in my mother's wedding gown. I'm nuts. I should be out.
All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.